The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. Answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't believe we're already at the final hour. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And on iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. I still can't believe the media is running with the Hunter Biden's laptop is authentic. Now, you knew it was authentic right away. Remember how the media, do always remember, because this is not about Hunter Biden. Always remember that these people are the ones who bring you the news about everything. If there's a foreign war, these people are the ones bringing you the news. If there's news about the border, these are the ones bringing you the news. If there's news about politics, taxes, spending, abortion, these are the people bringing you the news.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Part of a Russian disinformation effort.
Described by many intelligence experts as having hallmarks.
All the hallmarks of a Russian.
Russian disinformation
campaign.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
It's not that they lied about Hunter Biden. Of course they lied. It's that they lie about everything all the time. They lied about COVID. They lied about Ferguson. They lied about St. George Floyd. They lie about everything all the time. It's all lies all the time. Now, the guy did ask me to remind listeners about gun control. You know Democrats want all your guns, right? Now, they know they can't say that in a gun-loving country like America, so they always have to message it properly. Well, I mean, the 30-round clip, they always call it a clip, too. It's not a clip, by the way, it's a magazine, but anyway, 30-round clip with the exploding rounds, and you don't need a machine gun, and we need to, or they'll call them weapons of war. We need to stop the weapons of war. That's not what they want. They want every single gun you have. Why? They want to hurt you if you don't comply. The people in our government, the people who run the United States of America, I know this is going to be a bitter pill to swallow for a lot of people
but they're not in any way superior or morally superior to any of the worst tyrants you've ever read about in the history of the world. The people who run the United States of America, if they thought they could get away with it, they would drag you out of your house tonight and fire a bullet in the back of you and your whole family's head without a moment of hesitation. We have the most evil people in the history of the world running the United States of America. I know, because I watched this country get a deadly virus, and I watched the entire administrative state, including the media, actively suppress any potential treatment just so they could win an election. We have murderous demons who run this country. They want your guns because they want the freedom to hurt you if you don't do what you're told. That's why they want your guns. The founders understood this. People have always gotten this at all. Gun control is about them wanting to hurt you. Now, the Second Amendment. I know you know this already, but make sure you tell your normie neighbor who says things like, no, I like to hunt, but maybe these big guns. The Second Amendment was not there so you can hunt deer. It has nothing to do with hunting deer. And guess what else? It has nothing to do with shooting an intruder into your home. Yeah, I keep guns in case somebody breaks in. Really? I keep guns in case I have to fight the government. Because that's why it's there. The Second Amendment is there in case the government turns despotic and aims its guns at the people. Why do you really think? I saw someone say today, you know, I rant all the time about the military and the purges, the hard purge of the military and the soft purge of the military. And I saw someone say today, they're destroying our military. No, they're not. No. Let me explain. They're destroying it to do the things you want to do and I want to do. What do you think of when you think of the military? You want it to be a strong fighting force who can take on who? A foreign adversary. We have been attacked. We have to fight China, Russia, whatever. We got to go to war. That's not what they want at all. They're not trying to build a military that can take on China. They're trying to build a military that can take on you. Why do you think they still have a vaccine mandate in place when the vaccine doesn't stop or slow the spread and we have special operators going down with heart attacks all the time? Why do you think that is? Why do you think they're pushing so hard on all the endless LGBTQ stuff when it's horribly unpopular and their recruiting numbers are in free fall? They're missing every single recruiting mark, and yet they're not backing down off that stuff at all. If anything, they're doubling down off that stuff. Why do you think that is? Do you think they're looking around saying, whoops, lost another Republican. Man, that sucks. They're not destroying anything in their minds. They're building. They're not interested in building a military that can take on China. They don't care about China. They don't care about America. They're interested in building a fighting force that can and will take on you. The Second Amendment exists so that, God forbid, if the government ever turns its guns on us, we can turn our guns back on them. And this is not somehow controversial. The founders wrote about this extensively, and I really don't give a crap if that makes you uncomfortable at all. It is the truth. You have evil people who run the United States of America. Your own FDA told you that ivermectin was horse paste as soon as they found out Joe Rogan successfully treated himself with it. The Food and Drug Administration found out a success story about ivermectin, and they promptly told you it was horse paste. What do you think these people would do to you if you were totally unarmed and they had all the arms in the world? What do you think they would do? Why do you think communism has managed to kill well north of 100 million people in a century? Hasn't even been around that long. Why do you think that is? You're dealing with anti-humans. You're not dealing with anyone who places any value whatsoever on human life. No human life. Oftentimes, this applies to their own family members. Husbands, wives, they're all just convenient, let alone you. You're a stranger. Not only that, you're a deranged right-winger white supremacist.
White supremacists, right-wing extremists, and domestic terrorists trying to stoke fear in the hearts of New Yorkers.
Let me ask you something. In case maybe you think I'm crazy. Jesse, you're too over the top. You're nuts. Okay. All right. Well, I want you to think about this. You've heard of Dr. Mengele, right? In case you haven't, his nickname was the Angel of Death. He was basically a demon in human form, a Nazi doctor who would wait there at Auschwitz, and he would separate out the people he wanted to work on. If you were a twin, if you got off with your twin sister, twin brother, you were in really deep trouble. Anyway, he would pick people he wanted to work on, and he would pull them in for medical experimentation. I will spare you all the details, like, oh, I don't know, injecting ink in your eyeballs. By the way, all this is without the benefit of anesthesia, I should mention. I'll spare you the horrific tortures these children went through. But needless to say, this is an evil human being. Now, let me ask you something. If Dr. Mengele was sitting in a room, unarmed, and you knew you wouldn't get in trouble with the law, and I handed you a pistol right after I got done showing you a video of him experimenting on a couple of five-year-old girls, what would you do to Dr. Mengele? Now, let me bring it home for you. That's how they think about you. Now, why do you think they want you disarmed? You Nazi white supremacist racist trying to end democracy? What would you do to somebody trying to end democracy? What would you do to a Nazi? That's how they look at you. I don't like guns. Man, I understand. That's normally just that were you raised with them or not thing. Because they are, for people who weren't raised with them, I've learned this, they are scary. The wife had no experience with guns when we first got married. Now, obviously, that's changed now. But I would take my guns out on a Saturday or Sunday just to clean them. And she would be visibly uncomfortable with my weapons sitting out. No, me not stopping. I didn't stop. I just kept doing it over time. Eventually, she figured out they're not going to jump up and shoot her. And then I would take her shooting. And now, obviously, that's all fine. So I understand if you weren't raised with guns and you're uncomfortable. But man, may I suggest you start getting comfortable and get your kids comfortable too. At least the ones you didn't abort. Now, look, I'm happy. Do you know? I'll give you a good number. You want a good number? 6%. Abortions in America have already gone down 6% since the overturning of Roe versus Wade. That is an awesome thing. Think about all the lives that have already been saved. Preborn is out there. They're not randomly shoulder tapping women on the road. Preborn finds the women who are seeking out an abortion and they give them a chance at life. They simply say, come in for an ultrasound. And they give that young lady a free ultrasound, free to her. And when she hears that heartbeat, she chooses life. And they don't just drop her like a hot potato then either. Maternity clothes, formula, diapers, substance abuse counseling. They're out there being the hands and feet and saving lives. And all they need from us is the backing to do so. They only do this with your support, with my support. $28 saves a life. $140 saves five of them. Shoot, $15,000 buys them an ultrasound machine. Whatever you can do. I don't care if it's $15. Do it. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and save a life tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Message sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and don't forget tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions in right now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know what? I'm not even going to read about the railroad strike again. I don't have the heart to read about a railroad strike that's going to cripple us here right before the holidays. Oracle, always enjoy the take on issues. Heavy D needs to wait until 2028. I know you want to brawl. What makes him great is he seems to be Trump without the extra crap. Let Trump win or implode. Then Heavy D is cleaner in 2028. I hear that a lot. I hear that from Trump fans, from Heavy D fans, from people who are fans of both. Remember, lots of people were fans of both of them because they haven't started tearing each other apart yet. What, Chris? Yeah, well, Chris said, if you don't have the best fighter, do you want to risk a Democrat ticket? Yeah, I think we need to put our best foot forward for 2024. Now, obviously, we have a lot of ballot harvesting work we need to do. Otherwise, the candidate doesn't matter at all. But are we really going to hand Joe Biden another 4 years? Dome? Do you want Dome to run this country? Do you want this person to run the country?
Yes. I take food very seriously. Yes.
That laugh? Can you imagine? Just, I want you to picture this. I want you to picture 8 years of this. Eight years of that. At least with Joe Biden, we get to make fun of him because he can't talk. I don't think I could do that with Dome for 8 years. My goodness. Dear Dr. Jesse, now that Trump is running, do you think the media will start reporting about all the negative effects of the COVID vaccine and begin to blame Trump for all of it? I've had this question before, and I think it's a solid theory, and I think it's something that they certainly might do. But here is the problem we have, and it's a huge problem for all of us. A lot of this, let's pause, we're going to rewind a little bit. A lot of this goes clear back to Obamacare. Obamacare merged so much of the private medical world and the government. Now, fast forward to where we are today. Because of Obamacare and because of Operation Warp Speed, these pharmaceutical companies are making tens of billions of dollars, more money, just more money than you can possibly fathom they're bringing it in. And it's wild because they're bringing it in. These pharmaceutical companies are making this money because the government is taking your money and then stroking huge taxpayer-funded checks to the pharmaceutical companies. So the government wins and the pharmaceutical companies win, only you lose. Now, this is a great scam for them because remember this, it's all one system. That's why I call it the system. It's all the same system. We fret over a pharmaceutical company or a media company or a politician. They're all the same. They all work for each other all the time. Jen Psaki walked right out of the White House and right into MSNBC. Our quote, generals that lead our military walk right out of the military and right into the Raytheon board and make $2 million a year. Dr. Fauci, he's going to be unemployed for, about 5 minutes before he gets hired by Moderna or Pfizer or someone like that. So it's all one team. What's that George Carlin quote? It's a big club and we ain't in it. And this vaccine, remember, Pfizer's getting ready to mark theirs up. I believe it's 8,000% next year. We're talking money hand over fist. Doesn't matter that less people are taking it and less people are taking it. They'll just jack the prices up. And these people are still out there. This is this Dr. Jha from today.
But all the science and all the evidence we have suggests that we're probably going to need to update our vaccine again next year and have Americans get vaccinated again next year. Right now, our focus is let's get Americans protected this fall and winter with the updated COVID vaccines we have.
I'll be passing on that. But so could I see them switching gears and blasting Trump because now we have all these horrible stories now that have come down about the side effects and the heart problems and the strokes and they're really, really heartbreaking. Could they switch gears and blame all that on Trump? They could, but there's a huge cabal out there. They're all gaining power and making money still from these things. I don't think they think they need that to get Trump. That's what I think. Now, you know what else I think? I think that you think those Navy SEALs you watch in the movies, or the Green Berets, that there's something inside them that just makes them better shots than you are. Look at him. He's hiding behind the rock and he popped around there, took one shot, went right through the guy's eye. Man, he must have been born like that. Nope. They all just practice more than you. That's it. Shooting is, it only comes down to practice. That's it. You are either trained or you're not. It's not more complicated than that. If you shot as much as a Navy SEAL did, you would shoot as well as a Navy SEAL does, period. But I understand that ammo is not cheap, certainly not free. Driving to the range isn't cheap or free anymore. Mantis X allows you to practice with your weapon in the comfort of your home. You dry fire practice with your weapon. And it's not just target practice we're talking about here. They will put you through drills no matter your level. Oh, Jesse, I'm just starting. Fine, they have stuff for you. Good. Jesse, I've been shooting for 30 years. They have stuff for you too. Good. I have emails from people, very experienced shooters who've had so much success getting better with Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. All right? MantisX.com. Again, I ask you, do you want this person for 8 years?
You're confident this border's secure.
We have a secure border, in that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration. But there are still a lot of problems that we are trying to fix, given the deterioration that happened over the last 4 years. We also have to put in place a law and a plan for a pathway for citizenship.
Man, it's something I actually don't think about enough. Dome is only a heartbeat away from the presidency, and Joe Biden is not physically well. He's at that age. He's 80. I'll never see 80, right? He's already lived longer than any of the Kellys will ever live. What if we wake up someday and it's Kamala Harris's president? Oh, gosh. Joe, you better get a food taster, by the way. That's an extremely ambitious woman. I'm sure Kamala would taste it for you. All right. Trump and DeSantis. Someone thinks DeSantis is as much of a threat as Trump. Hang on.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you, here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and you know one thing that weirds me out? I don't know about weirds me out. That's probably not the right way to put this, but I'll get to the worried about DeSantis now thing here in a minute. But you know, something's crazy to me. You know, I just got back from Nashville. I had to go down there and hang out with Clay and Buck and see the suits and all kinds of stuff. But I was working my way through Nashville, and then we'd eventually go out at night, you know, go grab a beer at this place or that place. In Nashville, it's Music City. So virtually every bar has a live music act. And you go in these live, and you go in the bars with the live music acts, and they're so good. Some rundown little dive bar. And then I just took the wife this last weekend to Fredericksburg, Texas. It's in the hill country of Texas. In case you're wondering, they have a Pacific War Museum. It's one of the coolest freaking museums I've ever seen. Anyway, but it's the same kind of town, obviously much smaller than Nashville, but place after place after place has live band after live band, and they're all good. Here's what weirds me out. How much musical talent there is out there that will never make it big. And it's because there are so many fields where most people kind of suck. And you can understand why this guy made it big. He's just clearly better than all the others. And look, all right, I got to confess something to you guys. It's just you and me. All right, it's you and me here. I actually don't have a band. I don't have a band by the name of Deleterious Consequences. It doesn't actually exist. And I can't really be the front man for a band because I don't have any musical talent whatsoever. None. None of the Kellys do. In my defense, we're not musical people. We can't sing. We can't dance. We can't draw. We can't play instruments. We're just not musical people. I got kicked out of the choir in the sixth grade. All right. We can't do this. So now that you know that about me, I know you're shocked, right? I know you're shocked. I'm sorry. There's not going to be an album. It was all a lie. I know you're surprised by this now, but so maybe I just don't have a trained ear because it all sounds so good to me. I mean, you go to any church, you know, go to a black church and listen to the music in a black church. All those people sound like professionals that should be winning Grammys, right? And they won't. They'll be there forever. And I don't understand how God gave so many people that much musical talent and he didn't give me any. It's kind of odd. What? Look, I'm not complaining, Chris. I'm just saying it's amazing the musical talent that's out there. What, Chris? Can I paint? No, my gosh, no. No. If I were to actually, I should start mixing in some sort of drawing or sketching or painting on the show just because it's so bad it would probably be hilarious. And people would think I'm joking. I can't do it. I can't write. If you saw my handwriting, you would know I can't write. The only chance I'd ever have of making it when I was doing art would be Joe Biden's son. If I was Joe Biden's son, like Hunter Biden is doing, I could sell my paintings for a huge amount of money to anonymous buyers. I love that we don't even talk about that anymore, by the way. Hunter Biden makes crappy art. The drugged out 50-something mess makes crappy art. And he has had pieces of his art sell for $500,000. And they won't tell us who's buying them. Now, hold on. You know what? Anyway, opinion, beware. DeSantis is as much of a threat to America as Trump. This is, of course, the Washington Post. And this is why I laughed at so many people, not on the left. I always laugh at them. This is why I laughed at so many of the huffy babies on the right, especially in the pundit class over the 4 years of Trump's presidency, when they were constantly harping about, well, if we just get rid of Trump, we don't have the baggage of Trump. Let's just get rid of Trump. It's too chaotic and Trump's nuts. And I tried to explain to all of those losers, they're going to do this to everybody from now on. We have a fully weaponized system against normal people. Every single person is going to be the end of the world. Every single one's going to be a white supremacist.
White supremacist, right-wing extremists, and domestic terrorists trying to stoke fear in the...
Every single one is going to be the... People are going to die!
People are dying!
People will die.
Women are going to die, Gail. Women will die.
If you are also not going to allow trans kids to play sports, children will die.
We've seen that trans kids suffer from extremely high suicide rates.
But to hear a 10-year-old say that they would rather die than experience male puberty.
The most comprehensive study to date on climate change predicts more and more people are going to die from air pollution if changes are not made.
People are suffering and dying.
People are dying.
These policies kill. People will die.
People die.
How many more people have to die to get some gun control?
Your mistake is killing the children in your state.
This decision and this policy will kill people.
We are also going to see a lot of South Dakota women die because of this.
It's not an extreme statement to say that women will die.
I thought I was going to die.
People are dying because of misinformation.
How many more Americans have to die?
People are dying and will die who don't have to die.
They're going to make the next guy. Once Trump's gone, whether it's the primary or the general, or maybe he wins again and he does 4 years, the second Trump's gone, the next guy will be, quote, worse than Trump, worse than Hitler. This is what they do. Stop falling for it. Jesse, I think airlines should erect two poles exactly the width of a seat. All passengers must be able to pass between the poles or buy two seats. Problem solved. What seat? Man, that is a guy who just came off a rough flight with somebody who's a little bigger. Look, that's obviously what it is, but we could never do that in a society where we have completely eroded standards to something that don't even exist anymore. CrossFit champion. Just curious if you've seen the miniseries The Pacific, based on the book Diary by a Marine who was there. The book, forgot its name, is really, really good and really brutal. Those guys went through hell. Well, for one, that book is named With the Old Breed. With the Old Breed. And the author's name is Eugene Sledge, or E.B. Sledge. That's his name. The Marines called him Sledgehammer. Yes, I have seen the miniseries on HBO, The Pacific, and they did a very, very, very good job with it. If you have a strong stomach, it's certainly worth watching if you want to watch what these guys went through. Dear world-famous author, lead singer of Deleterious Consequences, master burger creator, prophet of all oracles, Pink Flower. I was under the impression that Russians knew Pravda was nothing but lies. My question is why we as Americans can't see the lies from our communist media. Is it because we're all brainwashed? Is it because our commie education system has dumbed this down? It's a combination of a couple things. One, let's hold on. It's not all of us. There are a bunch of people like you, lots and lots and lots of them, who do see through the lies. There are a bunch of people who are morons who can't see through the lies. There are a bunch of people who don't know they're morons and they're trapped in a bubble and can't see the lies. And there are a bunch of people, and this is a huge problem. There are a bunch of people who are too afraid to speak the truth. That's it. They don't want the blowback. They don't want the pushback. They don't want a mean email. They don't want their crazy Kathy aunt on Facebook saying mean things about them. They don't want the pushback. That is a huge percentage of the country that has simply gone along with things they know to be wrong. The people know many of these things are wrong. It's just, look, it's easier to just put your head down and keep your mouth shut. Look, I rant all the time about the low-T GOP for a reason. That's a huge percentage of the GOP. They know what the right thing to do is. They know what needs to be done. They know the dangers of the Democrats, of the administrative state, of having an open border. They know all these things. They're too weak and pathetic to do anything about it. That's why I'm going to send them all a chalk subscription. Every one of them. Shoot, it's Black Friday. Maybe now's the time. And I haven't decided on the name yet, the Male Vitality Stack. We're going to send it to him. We have to decide on that before we leave for Thanksgiving, Chris. By tomorrow, we have to decide on the name of the Male Vitality Stack. We're going to mail to GOP congressmen and senators who prove to be low-T weenies who are just not strong enough to stand up to it. You should be taking a Male Vitality Stack too. 20% increase and your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, female vitality stack. You want to feel better, more energy, maybe lose some weight, work out more? Female vitality stack. It's Black Friday week. 35% off a Chalk subscription, any one of them, with the promo code Jesse. Go to chok.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go get yourself on a subscription, all right? I've been thinking, we've been doing a lot of headlines I didn't get to, and you know what I haven't done in a long time, which I kind of enjoyed? The sound bites thing, where I play the various sound bites for the show, and then I react, because my reactions are so witty and awesome. What, Chris? I think we're doing that next. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and this is your final reminder that tomorrow, yes, it's Wednesday, I know, but it is my last day this week because I have to go hang with family for Thanksgiving on Thursday and Friday. So tomorrow we're going to do Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. Get your questions emailed in now. Not tomorrow, now. Get them emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, all right? And do remember, if you would like to include your Thanksgiving menu in there and you want some harsh but fair analysis of your Thanksgiving menu, I'm more than happy to do that. Ask me anything. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to the various sound bites and my reactions to them, I need to do that more. I enjoy that, Chris. I just enjoy hearing how witty I am. What? What, Chris? You don't know what it's like. All right. Let's do this real quickly. There are three things, as I've always said, you never shortchange yourself on. One, your tires. Your whole life, your family's life, other families' lives, they depend on those tires. Two, anything that goes on your feet. Socks, shoes, sandals, whatever you have, buy quality. Quality socks, quality shoes. You walk around on those feet, you need them to last. And three, your bedding. Your bedding. You spend 1/3 of your life in bed. Buy quality. Don't buy crap. Well, I wanted to save. Don't buy crap. You don't have to break the bank to have quality bedding. My pillow right now, the best sheets I've ever felt in my life, and I'm a sheet freak, the tear through sheets, the best sheets I've ever experienced, they're Giza Dream Sheets. At My Pillow, you can get those as low as $29.99 right now. Their lowest price ever. They have a huge Giza Dream Sheet blowout sale. I should let you know, they're going to sell out. They always do whenever they do these big Giza Dream Sheet sales. There's nothing I can do about that. But while they're there, go get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets, man. You will not regret it. Go to mypillow.com, promo code Jesse. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code Jesse. That's how you get that deal, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Good? All right, let's react to some sound bites, Chris.
Every single solitary, serious investigator, including your network and others, have looked at this, have said there's absolutely zero basis to the accusation that I acted any way inappropriately, or that my son did.
We've talked about this before. I kind of admire how Joe Biden does this. Joe Biden will answer accusations with answers that don't answer the question at all, or are just outright lies. And he'll act like that's just the final word on it at all. I remember this during the campaign. We were joking about it. We laughed about it all the time during the show. You longtime listeners will remember this. He was kept getting confronted about the Hunter Biden stuff because it's clearly crooked, right? The son, the drugged out loser son with no oil experience, gets an $83,000 a month job on an oil board in Ukraine where Joe Biden happened to be in charge. I mean, come on. Everyone can see it. And Joe Biden, every time he was confronted about it, what would he say? Well, no one said he did anything wrong. Everyone's saying that. Actually, I'm saying that. That's why I'm asking the question. Only he would say, well, no one said he did anything wrong.
Yes. I take food very seriously.
Yes.
Dome takes very seriously what she puts in her mouth.
You're confident this border's secure?
We have a secure border in that that is a priority.
I can't do that. I can't do it, Chris. She speaks too slow. Watching her try to search that tiny mind of hers for any words that will come on. Anyway, Korean diversity hire lost control of the room today.
Hold on one second. We have a process here. I'm not calling out on people who yell. And you're being disrespectful to your colleagues, and you're being disrespectful to our guests.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
You ask your question. You should allow her to answer me.
I hate journalists so much. I love it when they fight.
I believe that this working group that gathers together best practices, makes sure that our work is coordinated, consistent with those best practices, that we're safeguarding the right of free speech, that we're safeguarding civil liberties, I think is an extraordinarily important endeavor.
Very important to put together a government censorship board to safeguard liberties. Yes, yes, I'm sure that's how that went.
So you have immunological data, and you have now clinical efficacy data. Everybody was asking the question, where's the clinical efficacy data? Now it has come out with the CDC, MMWR this morning. So we know it's safe. We know that it is effective. So my message and my final message, maybe the final message I give you from this podium, is that please, for your own safety, for that of your family, get your updated COVID-19 shot as soon as you're eligible.
That is the last speech you'll hear him give from that podium, but believe me, you'll see Dr. Fauci again just as soon as he shows up on the board of Moderna.
First of all, everybody should be vaccinated and boosted with flu and with COVID. Whether or not you wear a mask, or another thing we shouldn't underestimate is testing. So when we're gathering at a family...
Oh, for goodness sakes, just go hang out with your relatives on Thanksgiving, please. Please just go hang out with your relatives on Thanksgiving. My goodness. Listen to this.
Director.
By the way, this is Representative Higgins interviewing Christopher Wray.
Director Wray, did the FBI have confidential human sources embedded within the January 6th protesters on January 6th of 2021?
Well, Congressman, as I'm sure you can appreciate, I have to be very careful about what I can say about when.
Even now, because that's what you told us 2 years ago.
May I finish? About when we do and do not, and where we have and have not used confidential human sources. But to the extent that there's a suggestion, for example, that the FBI's confidential human sources or FBI employees in some way instigated or orchestrated January 6th, that's categorically false.
Did you have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters inside the Capitol on January the 6th prior to the doors being opened?
Again, I had to be very careful.
It should be a no. Can you not tell the American?
There's a reason it's not a no, because they were already in there, stationed. They were already in there. There's a reason it's not a no. All right, Kevin McCarthy from today.
Are you going to push for Secretary Mayorkas to be impeached if you become the Speaker in January?
I think we'll talk a little bit about that more today. I'm going to go down, sit down with the border agents, get a firsthand knowledge of what is happening today, because I do not trust what Secretary Mayorkas has told the nation. Every fact is what he has said is not true from everything we have seen. But I'm going to go firsthand, get the knowledge with a number of other members, and we'll talk a little bit more about that today.
I'm not so sure Kevin McCarthy is actually going to get the speakership. I am hearing more and more chatter that there is a little mini revolt in there against him getting the speakership from within the hard right, from the hard right Republicans, the people that you would more closely align with and I would more closely align with, which puts us in a weird position because a lot of people don't want Kevin McCarthy to be Speaker of the House. At the same time, remember, it's a popular vote. If McCarthy doesn't get enough votes and the second highest vote getter is a Democrat, we're going to have a Democrat Speaker of the House, huh? Rest easy on that. Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. Answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.